Individuals are most effective when they can answer the question, "What is it that you want me to do?" A salesperson who knows the answer to this question and starts their day without having to think about that is going to be more effective. Accordingly, you need to set expectations based on clear guidelines, those referred to throughout the Territory Planning Programme and in this Module 3 of the Sales Management Cadence Programme, so that those expectations are to be clear, specific, and action-based. The guidelines make that easier for you to do, but you will need to contextualise them for the salesperson. Here's two examples of how a salesperson might understand your expectations. Consider a salesperson who receives the message, "I want you to contact as many of your rough diamonds as possible this week." Now one who hears this. "This week you are expected to have meaningful touch points with 20 rough diamonds and 10 star customers, and to ensure that by Friday you have 80% of your calls booked for next week, 40% for the week after, and 20% for the week after that." Remember, meaningful touch point is a structured conversation with a customer that lasts longer than 10 minutes, that aims to move an opportunity along the pipeline sales process. In the first example, it's open to debate how many is as many as possible, nor do we know what we mean by contact. In the second example, the expectation is clear, it's specific and therefore measurable, and it's action-based, so we can easily tell whether it's been achieved or not.